1974.
Mm-hmm. You know when she came to Oklahoma?
Not the year. She was a girl still at home with her parents when they came to Oklahoma. Oh, I'd say in the 1900s, long in there, 1900.
Formal education?
Fourth grade, I think, is fourth grade.
I was talking the other day to a man, and we were talking about education now and education then. It seems that so many things then you picked up from home that now you have to go to school to get.
Yes, because the parents aren't capable of teaching something that they don't know themselves. And so many, well, like my mother and father, and if you notice in our interview here, words and the sayings that we had back when we were children, that was as far as mother knew. And as far as knowing English and all, she didn't know it. And she knew how to read and write. And she could write good and read good real well. But that's about all. In those days, that they felt that a child needed to know was how to read and write.
From there on, you can go your way.
That's right.
By the door.
And parents of children that is more or less my age, the parents weren't capable of teaching them. As the world progressed, it was beyond their knowledge. They couldn't teach it.
Now, though, it tickles me that girls can go to college and get a degree in home economics. Of course, I realize that the girls are more or less than keeping the house. But I also realize that a lot of them need it.
Well, that's one thing I'll say for my wife. She is a marvelous cook, boy. She can really cook. She don't buy these fancy cake mixes and pie mixes and all that stuff. She makes it herself. And my older brother, I feel sorry for his wife. She doesn't take pride in her cooking. She does quite well. I enjoy every meal I've ever had with her help. But if they come to our house to eat, George will eat and he'll say, "Lord, Catherine, I wish you'd cook like Kate can." Well, I wouldn't tell my wife that, nothing.
Even if she couldn't boil water.
But now George, he has a degree. He went a year and a half, I believe, something like that, Oklahoma City University, studying the ministry. And he got so confused on the Bible and religion that he quit. Then later he finished at what was Oklahoma A&M. Majored in poultry. But you could go up to George's office right now and talk to him. And I know you would doubt very seriously, judging from the language he uses, that he finished high school. Now that's a true fact. And George is, I've had the same opportunity that George has, except his education, a lot of it was paid by the state because he was crippled. He had his right hand shot real bad when he was born. But other than that, we've had the same opportunities. I still owe a little on my home. And I expect George could sell out today for around $100,000. But his education didn't make it hard. He didn't work a year in anything pertaining to poultry after he got his degree. He didn't work a year.
Did he have courses in accounting and business or this whole thing?
No. But he buys and sells real estate. And I contend that George is very lucky. He can find some of the best deals ever was, and he's in a